Patients often wonder if physicians feel their pain or care about them beyond the 15-minute visit. Two of our writers answer these questions in poems that capture a doctor's sadness and recognition of the limits his care can provide. First is Michael Salzman, former chairman of neurosurgery at the University of Maryland. His poem is called In the ICU, Stains on the Blanket. He recalls a failure of many years ago. Shaw Bay in September, my boat rides at anchor, wide open to the north. I hear a strong wind blow and insects shiver like fire in the trees when an old memory bodies forth in my brain. The last happy thing he did was have sex with his wife before that bomb in his head exploded and bled. Perhaps we cut a vein too close to its fuse, and that's why I knelt on his ICU bed with bits of brain on my hands like gruel, the cerebellum oozing through my stitches. My boss never answered his call, but the nurses, bless him, ran back despite all the glitches. First, do no harm, the oath declares, but I was too young and callow to cry back when. All night I watched a lifetime of his memories dry on pillows and sheets and blankets. Nightly, the team he owned played ball on my TV, wore black armbands throughout a losing season, as if televising a secret signal to me, their tableau vivant, my memento mori. So many years have passed, and still it comes back, how he bought a promise we oversold. I pay out the line, and the boat goes slack. The sky is pewter, the water gold. Next is Philip Berry. He's from the UK, and his poem, in very few words, shows how the physician is painfully aware of what his diagnosis will do to his patient. Here is Sincerity. The words, uniquely tailored to you, I have used 1,000 times, and that scan, this disease, is common as rain, and your questions, those fearful eyes don't surprise me. Yet, leaning forward, I choke, shaken by the singularity.